it surprises me that in the region of 9,000 to 10,000 Lancashire young boys landed on this beach 100 years ago almost, and what lay ahead of them was such an unknown piece of territory. And looking at it today, so peaceful, so serene, you cannot really imagine that it ever happened.
And here on W Beach on this very sunny morning, and it's just surreal, hard to imagine what was going through the thoughts of the soldiers as they sailed up, and as they landed, the water was deeper than they thought further out. Many drowned before they even got to the beach. The beach here is very shallow. The water just coming up to the beach, they would have had backpacks to carry weighing over 40 kilos, scramble onto the beach and then up the hillside where the Turks had been preparing for battle for a year, so they were well entrenched, could see what was happening and were able to fire at them very clearly. It's just very difficult to know what they would have felt, and in a way you can, although it's very empty and quiet here, you can just imagine what it was like when they landed, and the chaos and the noise and the fire.
It's an amazing sight to see this morning. It's a very calm, still morning. I can't imagine what it was like 100 years ago when all these soldiers landed. What their thoughts must have been when they sailed from Egypt, what they were facing. And when they got here, what they could see was almost a moonscape after days and days of shelling. It's hard to imagine the chaos, the noise that was taking place with these young soldiers landing in a foreign land, not particularly knowing the size of the defences. And being here this morning on this 100th commemoration to pay tribute to all those soldiers who lost their lives and never made it back, and to all those soldiers who did make it back, we pay tribute to them all.